USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump taking a victory lap after the May jobs report far exceeded expectations of many economists.
And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic.
2.5 million jobs were added last month, and the unemployment rate dropped to 13.3%. The president also signing a bipartisan bill aimed at giving small businesses more flexibility regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. New York City health officials are reporting no new deaths due to the coronavirus over the last 24 hours. And Wall Street is liking what they're seeing regarding the jobs numbers, as at times the Dow has been up over 1,000 points in trading on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attorney General Bill Barr is vowing to crack down on violence and illegal acts committed during protests against police brutality. The Justice Department is charging dozens of people with federal crimes.
From Saturday until today, there were 114 injuries to law enforcement, most of those to federal agents, and most of those inflicted right around the White House. There were 22 hospitalizations. The Justice Department is also working closely with our state and local partners to address violent riots around the country. I urge governors and mayors and other state and local leaders to work closely with the National Guard and with us.
An asteroid bigger than a skyscraper is due to zoom over Earth this weekend, but it will miss our planet by a considerable distance. The huge space rock is due to pass above us in the early morning hours on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is slamming President Trump's reaction to the May jobs report that was much better than expected. Speaking in Delaware, Biden accuses the president of spiking the ball while millions of Americans are still hurting.
I was disturbed, however, to see the president crowing this morning, basically hanging a mission accomplished banner out there when there's so much more work to be done.
Biden also saying that the president's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has been botched and disastrous. A commercial is leading to the resurgence of an 80s rock band. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Thanks to a Geico commercial, the 80s hair band Rat has a song back in the top 20. The widely seen insurance commercial showing a couple saying how much they love their new house.
Original crown molding, walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem.
The commercial then cuts to the band lip-syncing, but looking like they're playing their 1984 hit Round and Round in the couple's basement. And thanks to that commercial, Round and Round is now back in the Billboard Top 20 36 years later. In an interview with Variety, Rat singer Stephen Piercy pointed out that 2020 is the year of the rat in the Chinese calendar, and he says, like the song goes, what comes around goes around.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.